Revelation chapter 7, Jesus, the Deliverer, is called. The weight of the prophecy bore down on me like a heavy burden as I stood amidst the ruins, the words of Jesus echoing in my mind. His parable about the kingdom of heaven and the sowing of good seed felt like a warning, a tale of deception lurking in the shadows. I could almost see the field stretching out before me, the golden wheat swaying in the breeze under the watchful eye of the farmer. But beneath the surface, a sinister presence lurked, ready to sow discord and chaos among the peaceful crop. The image of the enemy sneaking in under cover of night, spreading weeds among the wheat, sent a chill down my spine. It was a subtle act of sabotage designed to undermine the work of the righteous and sow confusion and discord in its wake. As I pondered the parable, I could feel the tension building, a sense of unease settling over me like a shroud. The servant's confusion mirrored my own as they questioned the origin of the weeds among the wheat, their voices filled with doubt and concern. The owner's calm response belied the gravity of the situation, his words carrying a weight that hung heavy in the air. The knowledge that an enemy had infiltrated their midst filled me with a sense of foreboding, a creeping sense of dread at the betrayal lurking in their midst. The decision to let the wheat and weeds grow together until the harvest seemed like a dangerous gamble, a risky proposition with unknown consequences. The thought of allowing evil to flourish alongside good sent a shiver down my spine, a stark reminder of the fragility of righteousness in a world consumed by deceit and treachery. But as I watched the drama unfold in my mind's eye, I knew that there was more to this parable than met the eye. The battle between light and darkness was about to reach its climax, and the fate of all hung in the balance. Then Jesus left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear." As Jesus left the crowd and retreated into the quiet of the house, I felt a sense of anticipation building within me. His disciples, voices tinged with curiosity and confusion, sought understanding in his words, eager for enlightenment in the shadows of uncertainty. "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man," Jesus began, his voice steady and sure. "The field is the world, and the good seed represents the people of the kingdom." His words painted a vivid picture in my mind, a tapestry of light and darkness woven together in a delicate balance. With each revelation, the pieces of the puzzle began to fall into place, clarity dawning like a beacon in the night. The weeds, symbols of chaos and discord, were the offspring of the evil one, a malignant force seeking to corrupt and destroy. The enemy behind this insidious plot was none other than the devil himself, a shadowy figure lurking in the shadows of creation. As Jesus spoke of the harvest at the end of days, a chill ran down my spine. The angels as reapers, separating the wheat from the chaff with divine precision, their judgment swift and final. The image of sinners cast into the fiery furnace, their cries echoing in the darkness, sent a shiver through my soul. But amidst the darkness, a glimmer of hope emerged like a beacon in the night. The righteous would shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father, their souls pure and untarnished by evil. Jesus' words carried a promise of redemption, a glimpse of salvation in a world on the brink of destruction. I hung on his every word, my heart pounding with a mixture of fear and awe. The weight of his revelation settled over me like a heavy cloak, filling me with a sense of purpose and resolve. As he concluded his teachings with a solemn plea for understanding, I felt a sense of urgency gripping my soul. "Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Jesus speaks the parable. The air was heavy with anticipation as Jesus' voice filled the room, his words weaving a tapestry of truth and revelation. The disciples leaned in, their eyes wide with wonder, as he began to speak of the kingdom of heaven once more. The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake. Jesus' voice was calm yet filled with a sense of urgency. The image of the fishermen casting their nets into the depths of the water conjured a sense of mystery and power, a reminder of the unseen forces at work in the world. As he described the net filling with all kinds of fish, my mind raced with possibilities. The chaotic dance of the fish trapped in the net mirrored the struggles of humanity, caught in the web of destiny and fate. The fisherman's task of sorting the good from the bad spoke to a deeper truth, a reckoning looming on the horizon. With each word, Jesus painted a vivid picture of the final judgment, a scene filled with divine justice and mercy. The angels as arbiters of fate, separating the wicked from the righteous with unyielding precision. The image of the blazing furnace waiting to consume the unrighteous sent a shiver down my spine, a stark reminder of the consequences of sin and rebellion. As Jesus concluded his parable, his words hung in the air like a heavy curtain, casting a shadow over our gathering. The disciples' faces were etched with solemnity, their hearts heavy with the weight of his revelation. The vision of the end of days loomed large in our minds, a reminder of the fragility of life and the certainty of divine judgment. The room fell silent, each of us lost in our own thoughts and fears. The truth in Jesus' words resonated deep within me, stirring a sense of urgency and resolve. The knowledge that the final judgment awaited us all filled me with a sense of purpose, a determination to live righteously in the face of darkness and uncertainty. And as we sat in silence contemplating the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, I knew that our journey was far from over. The road ahead was fraught with challenges and trials, but in Jesus' teachings I found solace and strength to face whatever lay ahead. The mystery of the end days is revealed to you. The Heavenly Father calls his Son Jesus to deliver the people, and the angels do the will of Christ who leads the judgment. All this pain and suffering is caused by people who refuse the love of God and cling to evil and cold, oppressive ways.